The World Series could be decided Saturday when the Yankees and Marlins return to New York to play Game 6. Florida leads the series 3-2 and is one win away from its second World Series title. New York would have to win both Saturday and Sunday to take the championship. Suddenly, the 26-time world champion New York team is facing an uphill climb. History is no longer on the Yankees' side. In 39 World Series appearances, the Yankees have returned home with a 3-2 deficit only 3 times, and each of those times they have lost the World Series. After dropping 2 consecutive games in Florida, the Yankees look injured and hobbled compared to the young Marlins. Slugger Jason Giambi is bothered by an aching knee and may be the designated hitter but won't play first base. Derek Jeter is playing through a shoulder injury that could require surgery in the offseason. Leadoff hitter Alfonso Soriano was benched in Thursday's game because of his hitting slump, and starting pitcher David Wells lasted just 1 inning before leaving due to back pains. New York manager Joe Torre says his team is in an unfamiliar situation, but he won't allow himself to think about the prospect of losing.
When we hope there's still 2 games left in the season, you can't afford to even think that way. You just got to see what you have, and it's going to have to be good enough to get the job done.
Florida has been the master of comebacks throughout the postseason. They surged to the World Series after falling into a 3-1 hole against the Chicago Cubs during the National League Championship Series. Florida has won the World Series once in 1997, and the last time New York was the world champion was in the year 2000. New York catcher Jorge Posada says the Marlins have the right combination of talent and energy.
They are a tough team. I mean, they're here because they know how to play ball. They don't beat themselves. They have good defense, and their pitching is young, is fresh, and it looks like they got, they feel comfortable out there. They really do a lot of things on the mound.
Florida will send starter Josh Beckett to the mound to start Game 6 against New York pitcher Andy Pettitte. Beckett started Game 3 in New York, where he struck out 10 and allowed 2 runs in the Marlins' 6-1 loss. Pettitte, who has a 3-game winning streak this postseason, will become the pitcher with the most postseason wins in history if he takes home the victory Saturday night. Home field advantage could work in the Yankees' favor. The 1992 Atlanta Braves are the only team in the past 22 years to take a 3-2 World Series lead on the road and win. Still, Florida's Juan Pierre says the heat is on the Yankees, regardless of home field advantage.
I don't know how much pressure you could put on the Yankees just for the caliber of baseball they always play and the history they have behind it. But, it's always tough to know that you're in a must-win situation.
The Yankees would have to win both Saturday and Sunday night to earn their 27th championship title. Even though the team is down 1 game, they may recall the words of the former Yankee Yogi Berra, who said, "It ain't over till it's over." For Voice of America in New York, I'm Carrie Sheridan.